Why don't you open your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to cleave unto him, then, how long is your blessing taking? Some people don't know when their stuff's going to come to fruition. And God here times that stuff straight out. He says, when you do this, then. How do you arrive into abundance? How do you arrive in blessing? Then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you. And ye shall possess greater nations, mightier than yourselves. Amen. Many people are trying to cleave to the things of the world. And then they expect things to go their way and things to work out to them. It says, no, don't cleave to the things of the world. Cleave to the Lord. Then all those other things will be added unto you. As soon as you figure out that it's all about Jesus. As soon as you figure out that everything's all about Jesus, then the miracle begins. When you start to cleave to the Lord. Cleaving unto the Lord means you're hanging tight. Somebody say, stuck to Him. Addicted to Him. Cleaving. Cleave. Abundance and prosperity and those things that belong, the covenant blessings that we get from Jesus only come about as we cleave unto God. Everybody wants to cleave onto His stuff. But nobody wants to cleave on to Him. Amen. When? Then. Then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess the greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness of Lebanon, from the river of Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. Hallelujah. Who's scared of you? You know, it's not enough just to get out there and live in no fear yourself. Somebody say amen. That's nice. I mean, not to be afraid of your bill collectors, not be afraid of your giants. Amen. But the blessings of God, it means that fear goes on them. Somebody say amen. Glory. I mean, God wants you to be so blessed, so anointed, so full that people are afraid. That's right. So the nations shall fear you. There are a whole lot of people that can mess with you when they're not afraid of you. But God wants to get to the point and say, you better watch out. Amen. You talk about that when you're going to lose some money. I'm waiting for the day that when the blessing, I just don't want to have some money in my pocket. I want some of that stuff that money can't buy. Amen. Amen. I want to live a lifestyle that God accompanies me so much that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is so strong that the devil and all of his co-workers would live in fear. That's what I'm waiting to walk in. See, we got to get beyond the point of where we're just not afraid of everybody else and afraid of our circumstances. But you got to have, don't stop until people are afraid of you. Nobody wants to hear that, but that's what God is saying. Somebody say, amen. Amen. You learn. You got a lifestyle that you can walk any kind of way, live any kind of way. People can say anything to you, do anything to you, and get away with it. Come on. Somebody say, you haven't arrived till you're then. How do you get to then? Through the thing that God does. Glory. The blessing is God's job. See, so many people are trying to manifest what only God can do.
That's right.
See, he said, as you cleave unto him, he will do all of these other things.
Amen.
Then. I mean, you're not cleaving unto the Lord because if you, then this would happen. Then this would be the fruit.
Amen.
cleave unto him then. Not when everybody else gets their stuff together. Not when people know your name. Not when you got a lot of money. Behold, I sent before you this day blessing and a curse. A blessing if. It didn't say a curse if. What does it say? A blessing and a curse. And if you don't obtain the blessing, what do you automatically get? There was no in between. So that says you're under a curse if you don't meet certain criteria. Somebody say if. It said, behold, this day I set before you blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandment of the Lord your God. And turn out aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. How many want to grab a hold of the blessing of God? Well, in order to grab a hold of the blessing of God, you got to grab a hold of the commandment of God. God's people are not blessed to the level that he wants them to be blessed because they won't grab a hold of his commandment. They won't grab a hold of his word. They won't obey God. When God wants to bring you up and when he wants to lay down the ladder for you to climb up on, he's going to lay down instructions, orders, and different things that you can obey him in. That's the ladder out of the pit. That's the ladder out of the hole. An opportunity to obey him. You got to obey God out of your stuff. You slip into your mess. It's easy to slip in this, but you step out of stuff. You don't slip out of stuff. You slip into mess, but you step out of mess. And how does God get you out of a mess? He gives you something to obey him in. It's easy to slip into a downfall or slip into something else, but you got to step out of the negative things by obeying the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And it's easy to obey God. Just love him and do whatever he tells you to do.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You do whatever he tells you to do.
Amen.
Faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. So if you want to be blessed, what do you got to do? In order to be blessed, what do you got to do?
Obey
God. And you cleave unto God by obeying God. Cleaving unto God means to love God. And those that love him keep his commandments and obey him. So you love God. Loving God and cleaving unto God are one and the same thing. And you do that by being obedient to the Holy Ghost. God calls that love.
Amen.
And if you do that, God said he would bless you. God said he would bless you. And the Bible says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. And he addeth no sorrow with it. Now there have been some people that have been looking to cleave unto other things, put their hopes and their confidence in other people, other things, things that don't satisfy, everything but God. But in this hour, amen, and in this season of grace, there are going to arise a people
amen.
That will cleave unto the Lord their God. And God will respond unto them with supernatural abundance and provision. Know ye this day that it is the Lord that separates you from those who persecute. That separate you from those that ride on your coattails. And he set you free. Glory to God. Set you free that you might be able to fly, that you might be able to soar. Amen. That you might be able to reign in the things that he said you would reign in. Now, as you cleave unto the Lord your God, you will find yourself separating from those that have been holding you back. Curses. People that have curses and people that have things that have been holding you back, holding you captive. God says, arise. Arise, cleave unto me. I'll bring you out. I'll set you up. I'll do the thing that nobody said could be done. All of a sudden, if you will cleave unto the Lord your God. But for he's not a God that he should lie, but he just needed somebody that would obey him. Obey God that the truth might become manifest. Obey God that the truth might be manifest. Obey God that the truth might be manifest. Obey God that the truth might be manifest. As soon as you start to obey God, then your then shall happen. Then your then shall come to pass. Then your then shall come to pass. Then. This is the time of then. If you got to hear what I'm saying, this is then. 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 This is the season. This is the time. This is our then time. As you notice, someone will say, how can it be now? How can it be now? For if it happens now, everybody will know that it's only God. That it's only God. Only God can step in and work things out. Only God can step in and work things out. And I declare, amen, that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Therefore, I shall cleave unto the Lord my God with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind. And that cleave is a covenant relationship. Glory to God. Covenant relationship. And God wants you to covenant with him. Your job is to cleave unto God no matter when, no matter how. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to God. Hold on to God and watch what he does. But I'm going to do relationship. Relationship, 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 relationship in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did y'all hear that word tonight?
Oh, amen.
Did y'all hear that word? What was in the word? Hallelujah. Somebody say diligent.
Diligent.
Say diligent again.
Diligent.
Hallelujah. Diligence. Diligently cleave unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Jesse, I'm done. I'm your. We're yours. Thank you, Father. Don't let this word pass you by. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, please do. As long as you need to.
I just, as he was saying that, I kind of got an analogy to compare that with. This is in computer terms, but when you write a program for a computer, the computer is a dumb machine that only knows what things you tell it specifically to do. But it will follow exactly what you tell it to do, and it can do some pretty amazing things. And in programming, there's a thing called an if-then statement. And it's kind of neat because there's, you know, if you didn't have that, there would only be one result for everything, and there would be no choice. But I saw that analogy, and as he was saying that now is then, you know, really, then is the manifestation of all the ifs. And Pastor Rod's been preaching a lot about ifs, if this, if that. And, you know, I just believe that as you're saying that, there's a lot of ifs. There's a whole CD on if, you know. There's a lot of ifs, and I think now is a manifestation of those ifs. So, and I think sometimes, and I'm guilty of this, we overcomplicate things. But God made the instructions very simple. And if we would just take his word for what it says and not try to write our own programs, but just, you know, but just take the order for what it is and do it, you know, these manifestations are going to happen. I believe. Look through the Bible. Deuteronomy is a big one. But look through that Bible and all the ifs that's in there. There's always a then. For every if, there's a then. And that's all. That's just an instruction. And you have a choice. Blessings or curses. Life or death. Prosperity or poverty. Healing or sickness. Wealth or no wealth. If you have a choice. So, I was just hearing that. I don't know if that was kind of neat.
God bless you. Uh-huh. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Just raise your hand. In that same flow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. There's some unbelievable assignments coming from the Holy Ghost. Wonderful opportunities to come out. Some wonderful assignments coming from the Holy Ghost. Graces from the Spirit of God. Orders from heaven. And as you receive your orders, the angels will be able to hear their orders. Lana osta mahashere burubaba astabrate sipatala du stabrakatova high. Yisamaha, yet at the oshtabaha. But you've got to be willing to step out beyond the ordinary and to step out beyond the common, to step out beyond yourself and be able to do something different, to act differently, and to take those graces, those supernatural graces that are about to come from heaven that will require immediate response. Immediate response, because God's going to start to speak to your heart and He's going to start to speak to your spirit, and it's going to be something that will not take. Somebody say, you got to do it immediately. Immediate response without delay. Get up right away, because it's now. Glory to God. We're in the season of then. And you got to know when you hear God, and you got to obey God right away, and don't question it. Glory to God. Don't lessen this grace from heaven by delaying. Amen. This is a quick work. The Bible says in the last day, He'll do a quick work. What a quick work is, He's going to develop some people and train some people that will hear Him and quickly obey Him. And many people are going to step back into the old. Step back into the old. That means slowing stuff down when God's ready to move suddenly. When God's ready to move suddenly, you want to put Him back in your old time frame. But I'm obeying the Holy Ghost to say this thing, that when God says to do something, do it right away. Don't delay, because that's a grace from the supernatural one from heaven. Write it down when you hear heaven and do it. Across the river, just pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Pray in the Holy Ghost and prepare yourself to be used. 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 Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to obey Jesus? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm hearing, cross the river. We're crossing the river. Did you know that? We're crossing the river. Somebody say, cross over. Thank you, Jesus.